Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So yesterday, I think a lot of people went, "Oh man!" at first when they saw this story. But then when Husker Nick explained it to me this morning, I'm like, okay, no, that's awesome. Okay, He's parenting. That's exactly what you do.
Yeah.
You take care of business.
So what JP's talking about is there is a football player, Keyshawn Johnson Jr. His father is a very famous football player. We talked about it when he committed to Nebraska a year and a half ago, how important it was, because this is one of those guys where Keyshawn Johnson Jr.
Friends, right?
Yeah, he had a bunch of friends that came with him here that are really highly touted. Jebbia, one of our new quarterbacks. Buki, Riley Hiles, who is now going to be at the program. A lot of guys. But Keyshawn was a highly touted, one of the most highly touted players that we've brought in fanfare-wise in a long time at Nebraska. People were celebrating in the streets. Keyshawn Johnson Jr. coming here. His dad was a number one overall pick, played at USC. Just outstanding player. He's on TV all the time wearing Husker gear, his dad is, because he covers the NFL and does stuff too. Well, news broke yesterday that a couple weeks after he got in trouble for suspicion of marijuana in the dorms, Keyshawn Johnson Jr. did. A couple weeks after that, I heard it was yesterday morning. I started hearing rumors that he wasn't going to be with the team anymore. And he's a true freshman who came here early. So technically, he hasn't even gotten to his first fall semester of his freshman year.
Right.
He came in for spring to kind of start. And there was rumors that he was no longer with the team. So people were kind of freaking out a little bit, wondering what's going on. Of course, when you have a alleged, you know, drug paraphernalia situation in the dorms earlier, people are now wondering, does he have like major problems? What's going on here?
Right.
Well, Keyshawn Johnson Sr., his father, in my opinion, my humble opinion here, and I'll give you some inside knowledge on the situation, but Keyshawn Johnson Sr. is just a really good parent, in my opinion.
Okay.
So here's the deal. Keyshawn Johnson Jr. was struggling with his weight, wasn't necessarily getting in the gym as much as maybe you'd like to see a kid get into when he first gets to college.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see some kids come to college that are just prepped and ready to play football. They got man muscles already, right? They're those freaks that when they were in like eighth grade, they look like a 32-year-old
man,
right? Yeah.
Right.
He's not one of those people.
He looks like an 18-year-old kid.
He had an appendectomy in January. No, it was December, I think it was. So he was struggling coming back from that. He wasn't necessarily getting in the gym. You're kind of catching my drift here. Maturity was a big deal here, the maturity level. So here's the quote his dad gave. And everybody listening, whether you're a football fan or not, if you're a parent or maybe you as a kid will look back and go, oh, I remember when my parents did this to me. But here's what his dad said, and this is to the Omaha World Herald. Said, one thing you will not do is my son, talking about Keyshawn Johnson Jr. He says, you will not embarrass Nebraska. You will not embarrass Mike Riley. And you will not embarrass this family. If you mature and you're ready to resume your football career and academic goals, then Nebraska will be ready to embrace you. He pulled him out of school and said, you're going to go to community college for a year and mature and learn what it is to go to college and be an adult. Then you can get back to trying to chase your NFL dreams.
That's so awesome.
That is
so
awesome. Great. The world needs more of that.
Right?
How often do we talk about kids being babied too much?
Right.
And then this guy, whose father is quite famous, and it's going to, like, this was on national ESPN.
Yep.
Okay. Like, the whole country.
That's embarrassing that your dad just shut you down.
he pulled you out of classes and said, grow up.
And especially this kid obviously grew up with plenty of money. Dad's an NFL player, which can sometimes hinder the development a little, depending on parenting and things like that. Yep. Now,
dad traveling a lot, stuff like that. You know,
he does also have the luxury of doing this in a way that some other parents might not. If this kid making the NFL is the only hope your family has of ever having any money.
A lot of parents will have to just leave their kid there. And, you know, that's they're hoping their little 401k cashes, when they go to school to go to the NFL. Something I want to throw in on the background of this, too, just from a personal standpoint, because you guys know I get to go to practice and cover the team. Very blessed in getting to do that. Yeah. So like during coming up here in late July and in August, tune in because we'll have straight from practice reports for you, and we'll say it in a manner so that you can make sure around the cooler, even if you don't cover the team, you'll know what's going on to be able to drop some knowledge.
That's
had a lot of
point.
People tell me that they appreciate that. Keyshawn, I can tell you this from a spoiled kid level, from a you know, there's going to be a lot of things that people are going to make assumptions about this guy.
Right.
My little four-year-old goes to practice with me because a lot of times Jess, Saturdays, you know, Saturday practice, that's her time to get to be alone. She needs Saturdays to be able to take some time away, as all moms do and significant others need. So Carter comes with me to practice. Key would just come up. He'd always come up. He and Stanley Morgan playing catch with Carter, sitting there talking to him about whatever cartoon he's watching, stuff like that before practice. Like, his heart is huge. And I'm really rooting for this kid to be able to come back and do well and get to come back after a year at community college. So that's, I'm hoping it really turns out really well.
18-year-olds make bad decisions.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's part of being 18. So hopefully it will just be... Yeah, 1 year where he gets his head back together and, oh, Dad's real
Let's
serious about this.
Let's be super honest here, okay? Not too long ago, I had someone approach me about getting into politics. I giggled and said, I went to college and there's plenty of photos and all sorts of stories that'll come out. I'm not your man when it comes to that. So we've all been in a bad spot, you know, in college, like being crazy and young.
This is just a very public one.
Hey, side note, if young Keyshawn wants to learn a few things. His own father started out having to go to community college because he wasn't ready to play big time ball. And then he has a nephew that went to Ohio State, Mike Thomas, who now plays for the Saints. He was a first round draft pick.
Yeah.
After his first year with Ohio State, they had to redshirt him, which is super rare because he wasn't mature enough to be out there. So there's experiences just within his own family to help him.
And to be perfectly clear, community college is not a punishment.
No.
Lots of people go to community college, you know what I mean? College, like, not like...
Well, for when you're talking about, he was a highly touted, like, four-star level.
In his situation, I understand.
Football, this is a little bit different thing.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. I just don't want to make it sound like, if you screw up your life, you go to community college, which is not at all the case.
Yeah, and maybe I'm making a bad assumption that people understand for football players. It's a different deal than, like... Right. You know, a normal person.
Does he get to play football at community college?
Oh, yeah, they have community college. Teams. They have football teams.
No, I know they have teams, but in Keyshawn's case, will he be allowed? Like,
he should, because he needs from a football standpoint, structure. He needs the development.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I jokingly have said on my sports show, like, if I didn't know better and I just saw Keyshawn Johnson Jr. walking down the street, I'd have thought he was like a 10th grader.
Okay.
You know, and he's playing big time college football at a Big Ten level. And I'm not trying to knock him. He just, you know, there's some, like I said, there's some guys that show up looking like they're 35 years old when they come to play football at 18.
Right.
And then there's other guys that most of us, regular humans in the world, that we go to college and we all look like we're 13 years old.
Right.
You know, and he was closer to that.
Well, no, this is solid parenting.
Yeah. Great parenting.
On Keyshawn Johnson to do that for
his
kid.
There needs to be more of that.
Yep.
Like, more of the, hey, look, you have real consequences if you don't act the way you need to act.
Okay.
Like, that's good stuff, man.
Good,
it's a privilege, not a right.
And I fully expect by probably January, so a year from when he got here, he'll get through this next fall semester, and then I fully expect he'll be back.
All right, cool. So good responsibility there. We're going to go ridiculous and not responsible whatsoever coming up next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick, the Kix 96.9 Morning Show.